I just don't think it's going to happen. So they're going to lose, what, 7 in a row in my book. And the question is, you know, what are the decisions that really need to be made in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think we all know the decisions that have to be made. And you cannot there are definite reasons the last 2 years why they've had certain records, and the injuries are a major factor. I mean, they are a factor. And it's hard to deny that, but you also can't ignore – you can't just go by that alone, because I think if you go by that alone, are you really improving as an organization? I think they have to obviously take a hard, hard look at every aspect of this organization, and why are people staying away in droves? And, you know, I think that has to be you have to look at everything, and you can't just write it off because of the injuries. I think that would be a mistake. Now, what changes will be made, I don't know. I think, like I said, there's, you know, whether it's Bruce Allen, Jay Gruden, Greg Minuski, all of them, one of them, you know, I think you can't come back with the same group and expect fans to buy into that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, again, whatever that means, we'll see. That's not my call, but I know, you know, you hear from the fan base, you hear the frustration, you see it in the stadium. It's, you know, it's remarkable where this franchise has gone, because, you know, when I started covering this team years ago, and even for a long time, it was, you know, you would not have foreseen this.
No.
But, you know, and so I think the owner has to be well aware of that. You know, and I think where you have to sell hope, and where's the hope for this fan base? And, you know, the draft pick won't be, it'll be higher, but not as high as it, you know, where you need to get guys who can sell that hope, meaning right, another quarterback, which they have to now draft. So it's just, there's a lot of hard decisions that, and I think fans would say easy decisions, but for them, they will be hard decisions that they have to make.
I don't think this is your bag, John, because I know you're more of an X's and O's guy. You're, you know, football guy. But do we, you know, no, Dan doesn't let anybody in, right? So we have no idea how this guy's mind works, other than
right,
just sort of reading his track record and his history. I know Bruce. He's a loser. I know how his mind works. So I get him. Let's say they move on from him. Who are the inner circle guys, though? Do you have any idea that influence Dan? Maybe we can get insight into what might happen if we know who his inner circle guys are.
Well, you have to look at some of the people, you know, obviously some of the other investors with him.
Right.
You know, because, and I think that's where you'd have to go. And, you know, I think you can, I think there's a way to get around that for some people who can kind of, you know, through a, you know, quote unquote, like, I don't know, word of mouth, get things back to him, who know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not one of them. But, you know, inside the organization, it'd be hard to say, because it's Bruce, and it's Bruce and Jay. And, you know, I don't know that there's anybody else there.
There's got to be investors in Dan's ear.
There's definitely the investors. Yeah, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And those guys, those are the ones who would have some of the, because listen, you go way back to Marty Schottenheimer, and mm-hmm, you know, which is, to me, remains the biggest mistake they've made here, is
yeah,
that not just fire getting rid of him, but you had John Schneider in the building. You know, I mean, this guy could have built something here just like he did in Seattle. But part of the reason why Marty went, and there was a couple of reasons. One, Marty, I don't think, knew how to play the game with Dan, and it's Dan's
right,
team, and you have to play a game because it is Dan's team, and like it or not, that's the game you play.
Right.
Because just like anybody who has a boss, you have to know what the boss is like, and you work around those rules. Marty did not, and you know, you need to keep them informed, but you also have to kind of, you know, get along with those around Dan. And Marty did not do that either. He rubbed them the wrong way. And so after 1 year, it led to an ouster. So but the point is that group, you know, does have an influence over
right,
what's going on.
Right.
At least can say some stuff to him.
Well, unless they know nothing, you know, less than what Dan knows, or they don't have the balls to tell Dan, hey, we need to make
right,
a change.
But if they hear it from certain people, maybe they go to him and just say, you know, man, I keep hearing this, or, you know, this is, but yeah, I don't, you know, and I don't know the answers to that, like what they think, you know, about anybody here,
mm-hmm,
but, you know, I do think that, you know, he does have that group, and that's a group that has been, you know, influential and heard in the past.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. John Keim, everybody, from ESPN.
Let's get back into some calls.
I want to get into the calls, but it's something that we need to investigate here in the next coming weeks. We got to get into – somebody's got to do, like, a deep dive into the advisors that are closest to Dan, the investors, mm-hmm. beyond Bruce. We all know Bruce, right? Nobody knows Dan. Dan's an enigma. But who are the other people that are investing money, that are in the suite with him, that he's standing next to, you know, during games?
Right.
Those people. You don't have to be a football expert. You don't have to know anything about football to know it's broken.
But they're obviously successful because they got a lot of money.
They must be successful in their other ventures.
Yeah, I mean,
and they're not. They can't be stupid. Like, I know Bruce is stupid, but Bruce has accomplished nothing in his life. But those
We're just dummies. We're just dummies, and we can recognize that something's
wrong. An average person,
my
mother could look at the record and go, well, that's not really working. You're going to have to move on. So who are the people that have influence over Dan? Who are these people? And what will their role be here in the coming weeks? Because something has to change. There is no chance this organization could go into 2019 and try to sell tickets. They're struggling to sell tickets anyway with Bruce in place, with Jay in place, with the same guys in place. There's just no way. It can't happen.
You're talking about guys like Robert Rothman, Dwight Schar, Fred Smith.
Those guys.
Those are the guys in the ownership
group. Who are those guys?
But maybe they just say, Dan, you got to make your decision.
There's no way. They have to be saying something.